Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where we take business owners, CEOs, marketing directors, whoever else I feel like, four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob. And here we go. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is Kelly Loudermilk, and I am the talent innovator over at Build HR. I basically work with CEOs, managers, and business leaders to transform the way they work with their people and redefine what it means to have HR. But simple enough, it's just HR consulting for smaller businesses.
Love it, Kelly. Question number two, what advice do you want to share? Go.
So I really want to talk about COVID because it's a crazy time and it's still happening. A lot of people don't know how to operate all the different navigative things that are going on. So I really think just stay on top of the compliance piece. A lot of different changes are coming from the law perspective. Google's going to be your best friend, especially when it comes to state-specific type of changes. California, New York, Illinois, Colorado, all of them have different state-specific laws for COVID and how it impacts your business. So if you're a smaller company and you don't have an HR department, it's extremely important to really understand what those changes are. And Google's going to be your best friend or an HR professional like myself, or even your state labor department website. But I think just staying up on those changes, being ahead of the curve, just being a human again at work. And it's hard to imagine, but that's really important when you're navigating all these different changes and being patient, because a lot of the new things that are coming out, we don't even know the rules. And even the government doesn't know the rules yet. And they're creating them as we keep going every day. Yep. So just remember that patience factor is huge. And they're just as frustrated as you are. So remembering that, I think, is really helpful when you're navigating these changes.
So with the clients you've worked with, what was the most surprising, little state quirk that you found?
So I have my nonprofit in San Francisco is probably the most significant one. They actually tripled in size over COVID, and they are an essential business within the homeless services industry. Mm-hmm. And the biggest changes in terms of the compliance piece on top of the COVID compliance piece has been the most tricky to navigate, and just staying on top of that. Again, Department of Labor website and Google have been my best friend with working with them because of the amount of changes that come down, especially in California, just given how many changes that they have on a regular basis.
Okay. And also when someone goes on Google to look up these changes in their state, what is a good search term they should use?
So you really just want to type in like what these laws are. So like, how do I deal with an employee that I want to get vaccinated, or how do I deal with sick leave, or what is this credit of the Families First Act? It's really just staying specific to the questions, because those key terms are going to filter through, and always do incognito mode, because you're not actually going to get filtered bias type of articles. It's going to be a little bit better to send you right to the sources that you need to find the information that you're looking for.
Right. So like something like sick leave, COVID, Colorado.
Yes. That would be like, you really just want to keep it very specific. And even when you're just asking a question of like, can I require my employees to get vaccinated? That's also going to get a lot of hits as well, because it's a very common search right now, just because of the vaccinations coming out. So those types of questions are okay as well, because Google knows how to filter through them.
Right. Perfect there. Okay. Let's get to question number three. It is time for the shout outs. Go for it.
So Kelly Burton is a fantastic, she does all my accounting. She's a great leader. She's a Profit First certified accountant. She is working with smaller businesses nationwide virtually. So she's somebody that I really think is a fantastic partner, especially during COVID. Karen Schwimmer is a CPA that works with Kelly. So if you have taxes or questions around these different exemptions during tax season, fantastic person to work with. One that I don't know personally, his name is Dan. He is actually the CEO of Gravity Payments. And we all know Gravity Payments from back in the day when they created that bare minimum 70K. And the reason why I want to shout out to him is watch what he has done and what he has spoken about during COVID times and all of the crazy navigations that he has done as a leader in his organization. And he is a prime example of what you need to do to not only keep your people engaged, but also keep your business above water during very uncertain times. And so I think he's a prime example of what you should be looking at and trying to emulate.
Perfect. Love it. I'll look up Kelly when we're done here. Yeah, totally. I'm a huge fan of the guy over at Gravity Payments. I forget his name, but the payment guy. When you usually say the payment guy, people go, oh yeah, that guy.
I know his first name is Dan.
Perfect. There we go. All right. Question number four, final fun question. Kelly, tell me about your first sale.
So I actually tried to start a magazine in high school because I thought it would be so cool to be able to say I have this thing that I created, right?
Right.
And so I went to door to door to small businesses in a very small agricultural town in Oklahoma where I grew up, and tried to sell ad space. And I actually got a jewelry store to invest in the ad space. And it was a big deal because I was not a salesperson. I'm still sucky at sales, but I'm able to make it work apparently. So that was probably my first sale that I can actually remember that I was really proud of because it was a big deal in starting like my creative juices for the rest of my life, if you will.
That's awesome. They're sweet. So Kelly, you've got 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. So you can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go for it.
I really just want to say that during all of these times, when you're a leader, you are actually bearing the burden, not only of your own responsibilities, but of the responsibilities of your people. And taking time for yourself is extremely important. Anytime that you're dealing with uncertain times or things are crazy, don't forget to check in with yourself and create a mental health day for you. When you're doing that, your people will also start to copy that behavior. So always be that person you want your employees to be, because that's setting the example. And especially during this time when mental health is a very common conversation piece within the workplace, I think it's important for leaders to remember they also need to take care of themselves so that they can take care of their people. And that's something that's often missed. And they, you know, you read it and then you're like, oh yeah, I'll get to it. But like, this is a call to action to say like, take a mental day off. Good Friday, Easter Monday is coming up. I know like time wise, this may not be the same time, but it's a way to just remember to take that mental health day and take care of yourself and therefore take care of your people. So I think that's an important point.
Yeah, for totally agree with you about that part there. So, hey, you pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Kelly, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
I love the fact that it looks like Bob. And so I think that's a phenomenal name and a way that makes it great.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate that there. Hey, your website, say it real quick.
Yourhrsource.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Kelly, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Awesome.
And for everyone else watching or listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.